Lombard unlocked the dead Badger Lord's paws from around Farrago. As she removed the golden medallion from the weasel's neck, Sapwood and Oxeye approached her and bowed low.
"Can we be of help, lady?"
She turned the assassin's carcass over with her footpaw.
"Take this worthless thing and cast it into the sea. It does not deserve a resting place like any decent creature."
Blinded by hot tears, Mara watched as Lombard placed the medallion about Earthwhite's snowy neck.
"This belonged to my father and to your father. It should have been worn by your brother, Earthstripe. It now belongs to you, my grandson. Wear it proudly."
Mara knelt and clasped the big, battle-scarred paws of the fallen Badger Lord. Words tumbled out with her tears.
"I came back too late. Now it is past the time when I could tell you what is in my heart. I have ranged far and wide to be back home here with you. And in that time, I have slowly understood what you tried to teach me. You, who were ever true to your own code of honour and duty. To every beast you were Earthstripe the Strong, Lord of the Mountain. So will your name be always remembered. You cannot hear me now, but I wish to add one more name to your title."
The young badger maid took both the lifeless paws and placed them on her bowed head as she spoke a single word.
"Father."
Klitsch lay still, listening until the victors had departed. Beneath the slain bodies it was hot and airless. His tongue clove to the roof of a dry mouth, parched from battle, thirst, and the fear of discovery. The silence became total, oppressive, like the weight of the two creatures he had slain lying on top of him. Pushing and kicking, he freed himself from the carcasses and sneaked off up the stairs. His only hope now was to gain the crater top and slip away over the east rim while his enemies rested on the sands at the west side of the mountain. The young weasel took several wrong turns as he roamed the passages and upper galleries, seeking an exit. Panic was beginning to set in. Fearing the return and possible vengeance of his foes, Klitsch ran desperately. Some passages ended in a blank rock face. Others opened out into caves and chambers. He padded along, silently cursing Farrago's stupidity and the bumbling horde that had followed blindly on such an addle-brained enterprise. Licking bone-dry lips with a parched tongue, Klitsch stumbled along a passage that opened out into a cool, dark cave. Feeling his way around the rocky walls, he sobbed raggedly. Was there no way out of this accursed mountain? No way back to the good lands of the southwest, where he could terrorize the creatures that had been subdued by his father? Surely they would know that he was the son of Farrago the Assassin, and learn to fear him as they had feared the old one. Klitsch's footpaw stubbed against something hollow and wooden in the gloom. He hopped painfully, biting his lip to keep from crying out. When the pain receded, he looked more closely. There were several of the objects. He tapped their sides. Barrels! Pulling one over, Klitsch was rewarded by the swishing sound of dregs swilling about. The top was open. The young weasel smiled in the darkness. Maybe now his luck was beginning to change. The water sloshed out of the open barrel onto the rocky floor, and Klitsch went down on all fours and lapped gratefully at it. The cool liquid refreshed him, lending a new sense of purpose and resolve to the assassin's son. Standing upright, Klitsch squared his narrow shoulders and strode out of the cave purposefully, fear receding as he mentally planned a campaign of terror that would mark his return to the southwest lands. Now every passage and corridor appeared light and airy, and the way to the top was clear. His bright blue eyes gleamed confidently. Yes, this was the day luck had returned to him. Up ahead, he could see the bright summer morning and the catwalk to the crater top. An unexpected stomach twinge caused him to double up. He stood still a moment until it passed. Straightening up, he smiled. There, the pain was gone. Nothing was going to ruin his newfound luck. Mounting the catwalk, he started to run for the crater top and freedom. Twice, thrice, he was stopped by the sudden lightning bolts of pain that lanced through him. and each time he recovered and hastened upward. Now Klitsch was going slower. His limbs became numb. It was like wading through deep, cold water. The young weasel blinked. Why had the day become foggy and dark? Finally he made the top and lay down upon the edge of the crater, fighting off the dizziness and agonizing lances stabbing through his body. Klitsch doubled up and wedged himself between two rocks. He would sleep here a while until he felt better. Fixed in this position, he could not roll over the mountain edge as he slept. Nothing was going to ruin his good luck. The once bright blue eyes clouded over and went dim as he slipped into an endless, dark dream.